Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
I need to learn to say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. You are my God and my Savior. Oh, there's a time to clap your hands and shout to God. Oh, when we go to Disney World, we shout. When we ride the roller coaster, Space Mountain, I hate that. I hate roller coasters. My wife tricked me. She says, we're going on a ride. I said, what kind of ride? Don't worry, it's okay. I should have turned back. I didn't know it was a roller coaster, let alone in the dark. I should have known when I saw the sign, if you have heart trouble, probably shouldn't ride this ride. I mean, when you ride Space Mountain, you cheer and you clap. But when you're intimate, it's a different scene. I wonder, how's the last time you were intimate with Jesus? When you embraced him and felt the warmth. When I sat there in my chair on New Year's Day, listening to Come Holy Spirit over and over 14 times a time, I could feel the warmth of the Father's embrace. Guess what? I didn't even clap. I just loved him. And I experienced his love all over again. I'm 58 years old. They baptized me in a muddy creek when I was 10. Got a little crazy when I was 18. Smoked some dope. Didn't inhale. But God didn't give up on me in my stupid days. He didn't give up on Israel in their stupid days either. He's got a destiny for me. He's got a destiny for you. And God never writes you off. He never cuts you out. When you step into the inheritance, it's yours. It's yours. And he brings you. And he tells Moses, he says, there's a place by me. And Moses made his way. And there, God put him in the cleft of the rock. And God's glory passed by. And now after the bush and after the mountain and after the tabernacle door, he experienced the glory again. Why? Because he moved to a place near to God. If you're stuck, break camp for Christ's sake, for your sake, break camp and move towards the perfect, righteous, glorious holiness, preciousness of God, and experience him. Stop waiting till Sunday to experience God. James said it, draw near to me, says the Lord, and I will draw near to you. Praise his name. You can be seated, dear brother. But what's the word of the Lord? I'm running out of time. I only give you one point. What's the word of the Lord? You've been at this mountain long enough. You've been at this mountain long, and you want to know, I talk about whether it's addiction or rebellion or sin can get you stuck. But you know what else? You know who's more in danger of than anybody else of getting stuck? Christians have been serving Jesus a long time. Well, that Christian says, I've been in the way for 40 years. Well, get out of the way. Amen. You ever hear people say, I've been in the way? They used to call it Christianity. Remember that, Steve? You're not old enough. They used to call Christianity the way. Well, I've been in the way for 40 years. I'll tell you who's most in danger of getting stuck. People that have been loving Jesus for a long time, and we get comfortable where we're at. You can get comfortable in your tent, but God did not call you to comfort. He called you to destiny. And it takes some effort, and it takes a decision to break camp and go forward. It's easy to get stuck, you know? You know what, Matt and Billy and Pastor Dave back there sitting with his wife. Oh, he see, you're a good man, Pastor Dave. You're a good man sitting by your wife. It's that or suffer later. No. Pastor Dave has been here 40-some years. I love him and admire him, and he's been a huge blessing to me in my 2 years here. He has helped me every step of the way, and I will be forever grateful for your service to the Lord and to me, his servant, Brother Dave. But Brother Dave, we talked earlier. We've been serving the Lord a long time, you and me, and you a little longer than me. I'm just picking on you, bro. But it's easy for us, been in the way a long time, to get stuck, isn't it? Because we learn the ways of the church, and we can become professional Christians. We can get good at ministry, and it's easy when you get good at ministry to depend on your professionalism instead of the Holy Spirit's power. You know who's in biggest danger? Me. I should get my good side, Reuben. And if you've been walking with the Lord a long time, it's easy to get stuck. I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to be stuck. I want to run after God. Anybody? There's a place by him. Remember that old song, Pastor Billy? Hand Pastor Billy the microphone. An old hymn called Higher Ground. Belt it out for us, good brother.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen. Amen. I don't care how long you've been serving Jesus, there's a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher, higher, higher ground. The way forward, the way to change, the way to get past rebellion and addiction and discouragement and depression and all of the sins of the flesh, the way to get past being stuck, even for the believer who's been loving Jesus a long time, the way to get past and the way to go forward is a deeper intimacy with God, in his word. Why do you think we're having prayer every Wednesday night? So we can get more things from God? We don't need to get more things from God. We need to get more of God himself. And that's why we're having the prayer time. I got to wrap it up. Sometimes a preacher only needs one point. Calm down now. I'm going to give you this and put 3 minutes on the clock. Is this Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune? Put 3 minutes on the clock. The way forward is a deeper intimacy with God. Could I challenge you as your pastor? You know what a shepherd wants? What's best for the sheep? And there's a word from the Lord today. You've been at this mountain long enough. Whatever that mountain is, break camp and advance. Where? God says, there's a place by me. And you haven't found it yet. Or you need to find it again. And I want to finish with this. He says, my next point was this. I'm just going to give it real quick. I don't have time to give you all my notes. He says, the way forward is to leave it behind. It I put in caps because it for you might be different than it for me. People can hold you back. Situations can hold you back. And I want you to know that there's no person, no title, no project, no possession, no material thing is worth staying stuck when God has called me to a new place. And what you might have to do if you want that deeper intimacy with God is to leave it behind. What is it that you have to leave behind? What is it? Is it a person that's holding you back? What is it that you have to leave behind? I want you to know that whatever has you stuck, I pray the Holy Spirit will acknowledge that or pull the curtain back and show you today. Is it somebody that doesn't want anything to do with God, and yet they want to put a ring on my finger? My mother and my father, I'm going to close with this. Maybe we'll put the 9 o'clock service up so they'll get the other points. My mother went to marry my dad. My mother was a Holy Spirit-filled Pentecostal Christian. My father was a hellion. Hellion. Rebel. Without a cause. My dad gave her a ring. She accepted it. He was a drinker and a carouser, and just, my mom went back to him and took the ring off and said, "Sam, I can't marry you unless you give your life to Jesus." My dad went to church one night, Pentecostal church, and he said nobody can tell the story like my dad. He's 85 and he loves Jesus today, and him and my mom raised us. There's a happy ending to the story. And he went to a Pentecostal church one Sunday night to make fun of the Holy Rollers. He went to make fun of the Holy Rollers. He sat in the back, he says. After my mom gave him the ring back, he said, "Maybe I better check out this God stuff." The preacher gave the altar call that night. My dad tells the story like nobody. He made his way from the back. He made his way all the way down to the altar, he says. He said, "I fell down on my knees." He says, "And I wept and I wept and I wept and I wept and I repented and I repented of my sin." And Daddy says, "When I thought I was done and I got up," he says, "I fell down and I wept some more. And when I thought I was all done," he says, "I got up, I fell down and I wept some more." And that night in a little country church, my father's life was totally and radically changed. Here it is, here it is, here it is. And my mother took the ring back, and they married, and they had my sister. You know, her mama didn't raise no fool. Well, my mama raised some. I just wasn't one of them. Anyway, I have a sister that's older. Then there's me and three more brothers. Every one of us today serve the Lord. A few closer than the others, but all are loving the Lord Jesus. And I don't think I would be here today if my mama wasn't willing to leave it behind. She was willing to leave him behind for the glory and for the will of God. It's not always easy to leave it or them behind. But I'm here today to tell you, there's nobody or no thing that can compare to what Jesus can do in your life and fulfill in your life. Let's stand together, everybody. And I don't know what you need to leave behind or who, and I'm not saying to go be a hater and just, but pray the Holy Spirit will show you if there's some people. Maybe they were part of your last season, but they can't be part of your new season. And some people come into your life for a season, and some for a reason. I'm challenging you today, church, to break camp and advance. Where's my piano player? I'm challenging you to, and I just want to talk to you. I wish I could look at everybody right in the eye and just say, from the heart of God, you've been at this mountain long enough. You've been where you are long enough. Break camp and advance. Let it go. Him, her, it, whatever's holding you back, let it go, because God said, there's a place by me. There's a place by me. And right now, today, it's time to make a move. And could I say this? Your move is past due. Your move could be past due, and it's time to move towards the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.